I'm ready when you are. Big up you wearing the Primo for the Remo.
Aye. Forgot I was wearing it.
Mm.
Shout out to Sharky.
I ain't even got that pack yet. Shout out to Mandem.
Yeah, but you haven't got to his office. But anyway.
Yeah, I haven't, you know.
Yeah, and what's the name of Sharky's partner? See, and you think you want to get Primo?
Oh, Vassal.
Vassal? It's AV.
AV.
And you're gonna get Primo. And I pay for my shit.
No, Vassal, I said that on purpose, but I genuinely forgot. AV. I've only met him once. We connected though, we hit it off,
innit? Yeah, I remember.
That's my guy.
Yeah, Bridget.
Good guy.
But see you in the Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Very clean.
Nice, innit?
You look lovely.
Thank you, bro. So do you.
Thank you.
What are you doing after this?
Ask me on a date or?
Nah. Well, actually, you can come if you want to come. I'm going
to
go eat.
I don't like if you can come if you want to come. That's not an invite. Guys, yeah. Is that an invite to you? You can come if you want to come.
Even if you...
Say, I'd
even
love
even you
to
can
to...
come is crazy.
Yeah, you can come. That's crazy as well. You know what? I am not attending. How about that now? I will not be going anywhere to Philly because I don't want to come. Yeah.
With that being said, it's your boy, Young Philly.
Yes, my people. It's Big Chunks and we're back on the Chunks and Philly show.
Yay!
Now, we're going to get straight into it, man, Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Grey.
Yes, it's out now.
So, what made you want to drop this tune? And when could you sing like that?
Well, you know, when we used to do music, I wouldn't call it singing. I think like I can hold a note. I can't do what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've always been able to hold a note. But certain songs I can do it on and certain songs I can't. Do you get what I'm saying to you? You know, bro. You know. Obviously, I know you're asking me for the sake of telling the audience. But yeah, there's like certain notes I can hit and there's certain notes I can't hit. And I feel like Grey is...
What was the note that was the most difficult to hit in that song?
You see, you could do it live. Oh, it's not just auto. I'm just making sure that they know.
That one was hard. No, but I need the auto tune and a little reverb.
Just a touch him.
Yeah, just a touch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need loads on her, but I need like something
Kona.
On her.
Like Kona.
I'll never forget that does the tune thing. But yeah, man, the song's doing well. I'd appreciate it if everyone could support it.
Yes. Links in the description.
Yeah.
Buy it.
Yes, please.
Stream it. Do all of them good things because I need to see Philly headlining Glastow in the next 3 years.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I've done Park Life. Well, it wasn't a headline, but...
No, but regardless, Park Life, doing Park Life and someone proposed on stage and shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But yeah, it would be amazing, man. I'd love this to be the highest charting song that I have. And it would be absolutely mental and sick. And also,
I wasn't involved in that song in the slightest.
Yes, everyone was.
People keep saying, "Oh, we hear Chunks." No, I'm not in the studio anymore.
Yeah.
Releasing music, so that was all Philly. Did all of that.
Yeah, certain ad libs have like effects on it, or like I'll make them deeper, or make them sound like in a phone texture thing. But yeah, no, that wasn't Chunks still.
And remix.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say who's on it. Yeah. Keep it more of a surprise.
Yeah. But it's very exciting.
Yeah. I'd like to have an international remix as well. Because at the moment, it's just UK-based.
Yeah, and let us know in the comments who you'd want to see on the remix of Grey, Young Philly. But we're going to move on swiftly to, did you see the Fellas podcast and what they said about the Chunks of Philly show?
Yes. Can I ask you, though?
Yeah.
What was your take and how did you feel watching what they said?
I was actually taken back by it. I was actually very happy.
Yeah.
Because I thought 8.5 out of 10 for someone that's only done 14, 15 videos. That's a solid rating, to be fair. Mm. And obviously, Calfreezy, one of the OGs on YouTube. I've been watching him from 2012, 2013, maybe.
Mm.
So, yeah, it was humbling. And obviously, Chip as well. Love Ben Chip.
Lovely guy, man.
Both of them.
Them
man have been showing my love from time. They were in my video from when I was on 50K subscribers. I don't know if you saw that one. I don't think Chip was in it, but I think maybe he was. But I did a 50K subscriber special and I asked Chip and... like Road to Shore, Anison Gibb, JMX, Calfreezy to be in the video. And I went down to their house and filmed and they let me, man. So yeah, I'll forever have love for the man them still. So
wow.
For them now to talk about the podcast and saying they loved it and they give it 8.5 out of 10, I'm happy, man.
Yeah, bro, that's sick.
Just going to work towards getting it to that 9 and 9.5. But as long as people are enjoying it, that's all that matters.
Yeah, but in all fairness, they did say the only reason we're not a 10, because I don't know if you watched that whole clip, but at the end of it, they've gone, they will be a 10, they can be a 10.
Ooh.
They based it on the fact that we've just started and it's like longevity and we need to be consistent for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So,
but then you can give Jude Bellingham a 10 out of 10, can't you? Right now?
Yes.
You can bury yourself Jude Bellingham.
new new kids on the block.
Yeah.
Yeah, dropping good performances week on week. And they're giving Judah 10, but they're giving us 8.5. Now I'm starting to think, Freezy.
Wow.
What are you on? Because there's no longevity in there.
What's happening, Chippy?
Wow. Now I'm starting looking at you guys differently. Because look, you can see right there, the shits and gigs. What did they give us, Lawrence? Yeah?
We got guests.
Don't do that
one.
I'm away from the mic.
So next time, when you're thinking about rating the man, then think about the accolades.
Yeah?
Yeah? 100K in like 5 minutes, subscribers.
Maybe 2 days.
Maybe, yeah, a couple days. Yeah. But we did well.
Yeah.
So maybe give us a 9 next time.
Yeah.
Best guest of the year. You won the award. That was audience vote as well. Mm. So just saying.
That's actually amazing, though. Proper humbling feeling.
What would you give Shits and Gigs out of 10?
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Genuinely, from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, genuinely.
I'll give him a 9, you know.
Yeah.
A bit higher.
Yeah, I'll give him a 9.3.
Mm. I'll give him a 9.
Yeah, did you watch that one with Harry Panera the other day?
Ain't seen it yet. Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Is it?
Yeah, it was very good. Very, very good.
The darkest one is the best. Borderline, I think that's better than our episode.
And that's the thing about losing it sometimes, man. Because Guest of the Year proves that it was actually us. Anyway, we're going to move on from that again. Mm-hmm. And quickly mention, I don't know if you've seen, but we did an Idris Elba podcast, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? I don't know how long it's been now. But have you heard about the fact that there's a ban on zombie-style knives fast-tracked by ministers after the campaign of Idris? And the changes will close the loophole in the Offensive Weapons Act 2019, 2 weeks after he actually launched his new campaign. So,
oh my God, Idris has done it.
Yep, he's done it. And I'm so happy that we were allowed to be that vessel that kind of obviously let
pushed
people watch
it,
push that out a little bit more. So Philly, I just want to say congratulations for helping this act.
No, is it confirmed though? Is it
no,
confirmed?
No, they generally are trying to fast track it. So they're going to make
okay,
it happen.
Okay, it's not done then.
No, but okay. The fact that it's catching traction, yes, the fact that they're doing this, for me, it means a lot. There's positives, but I feel like because we're being heard, of course, that's even a better thing. So I just want a round of applause for Idris Elba.
Very good. You guys helped in that, genuinely.
And yeah, we helped.
You reckon,
that.
Yeah?
Oh, the Tories absolutely love your podcast, for sure. Like, it's going around Whitehall. They're loving it.
I wouldn't say the Tories. Yeah. But honestly, it's crazy, man. I'm so happy for that.
Do you know what I think is really
interesting? Do you reckon you actually had an impact on that, though?
I think, yeah.
What makes you think that we...
Because of the fact that we made noise about it. You know what I'm trying to say? You know when things are kind of just pushed to the side and it's like ignored, no one really cares because it's like it's not on the tip of our tongues, no one's really listening to it. Whereas because we were, I'm not saying we were the reason, I'm just saying that we helped because obviously we spoke about it and millions of people heard it and a lot of feedback was given back.
Did it get good amount of views, bro?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it did very well, bro. Like for us to be talking about knife crime for like a whole podcast and it got over 1 million views. Like pretty much
long watch time as well. Like
a lot of watch time as well. So people were really engaged, and I really am happy that they were that engaged. Because obviously, when you think
that's brilliant,
Elba, I think a lot of people thought it was going to be banter, maybe us talking rubbish and having fun, which is cool as well. But we actually had a interview of substance and tried to get a good message across. So, and I watched it back, and I was really happy with what we done, man. I was proud of myself. I was proud of you. I was proud of everyone. So, yeah, I'm just happy to be involved in that, man. So
yeah, big up like ourselves. Yeah, big up Idris, man.
Shout out to Idris Elba.
Do you know what I love about Idris is whatever he puts his mind to, it feels like he can do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think you're the same? Do you think whatever you put your mind to, Philly, you could do?
No.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair.
No, I don't.
And why is that then?
I feel like sometimes God has like
plans,
things written for you and plans for you. And I also feel like, because do you want me to be literal with the question?
Yeah, of course.
Some things are just not attainable.
What we talking
example?
About?
Yeah.
It's a dumb one, but again, you said you want me to be literal, yeah?
Yeah.
A 70-year-old man, it doesn't matter how hard he trains for the next 5 years, how much money he invests in technology to make him mad agile, he's never starting at Barcelona.
Okay, I'm saying you, but I'm not 70-year-old.
Me?
Yeah. I'm saying, do you think you can do what you want to do?
No.
Okay.
I genuinely just think that God has plans for you. I feel like when I wanted to be a footballer, I tried everything in my power that I wanted to do. I worked. You know, like sometimes you get asked that question, yeah? Do you believe you tried your absolute best? I can confidently say that I tried my absolute best to make it as a pro. And it didn't happen for me, bro.
What was the reason, you think?
I wasn't destined to be down that lane. I don't know, maybe.
You think you're good enough?
Yeah. For certain levels, I think I was 100%. I played in and out of good standards. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's the highest level you made in the UK?
I didn't sign for Charlton, but I was there for like, I was on a trial for like 2 weeks. Then it got extended for another 2 weeks. And then it got extended for longer. So I was there in total for like just over 6 weeks. Mm. And yeah, I played with some good players. Oh, I wonder if anyone that I played with made it pro. What's the guy that managed Brighton at one point?
The older guy?
Yeah, from Uruguay.
What's his name?
Well, Diego Gas?
What, Gas Poyet?
Yes, Gas Poyet. I played with his son, Diego.
Is it?
I'm sure Diego made it.
I don't really know. But you played with him though, yeah?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That was that year. Bro, man, what's a baller? Yeah. So when you see me, when you see me at Soccer Aid and Sidemen charity match, you get me? But
he's retired now.
Huh?
He's retired now. But yeah, he did kind of
What, Diego
it.
Retired?
Yeah, it seems that way.
How, he's my age? maybe due to injury, innit?
Maybe. Seems like that.
Where did he play at?
Charlton. So
pretty easy.
I'm not lying.
West Ham, Huddersfield, Milton Keynes, Charlton again.
Oh, he made it pro then?
And then he went to...
He made it.
Yeah.
Latvia.
I think he went to... basically. And they went to Mendoza, which is...
Chiboy as well. Yeah. Oh my God, it was a guy called Chiboy. His name was Jermaine, yeah? Serious player.
So yeah, okay, so then that's a fair example, to be fair. Obviously, yeah. you can't make it.
So what do you lot think then? Because that's my opinion. Obviously, I'm basing it off my experiences. I genuinely think I tried everything in my power, brother, to make it, but...
Yeah, I think I do agree to some extent, sorry, because obviously, like, I'm saying now, in your lane now, for example, if I say, do you think, like, as a YouTuber, as an entertainer... in your field, you can achieve anything. So for example, now, if I say to you, do you think if you wanted to, you could star in a Hollywood movie? Like something that's attainable. You know what I'm trying to say? That's my opinion. Because I think it's stupid now me saying as a chubby boy now saying I'm going to play for Arsenal. I know I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm not fit.
You guys are kind of, what you're listing though are two different things. So
yeah,
I think
I'm saying, that's what
I'm being too literal, innit?
I'm saying in your lane, in the person you are right now, young Philly, do you think if you tried everything with all your might, could become an artist that has a number one in the UK or, you know what I mean? Stuff like that in terms of, because I feel like we're very lazy with certain aspects of life. Yeah. Obviously some we are on point. So I'm trying to say, for example, now, if you put all your eggs in one basket and actually tried so hard, do you think you could be in a movie? Do you think you could have a song with Ed Sheeran? You know what I'm trying to say? It's like things like that.
Again, I'll still say no. Like,
fair enough.
Because only just because you gave the example of like music just there, yeah. Like, bro, I know certain artists that are so much better than me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking unbelievable. Like, Benjamin AD is the first name that comes to my head. Like, he's a serious artist and I might be wrong, but Ben's not achieved what I've achieved musically, bro. Mm. Like, in terms of like, every time I drop a song, I've charted, fam. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? It might not be no top 10, but I've done top 40s, top 75s, and I'm holding it up there for a couple of weeks. Do you get what I'm saying? So I look at that and I'm like, well, he's better. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then sometimes music's a complicated one. You need money. Like, I remember when me and Chunks dropped Hold Ya, the day we dropped it, bro, we had the most sales or pre-saves, whatever it was, in the world, bro. They sent us the list and at the bottom of us, it was Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber. And then I think, what was the highest position? 19.
In the charts?
Yeah, I think it was 19. Well, we could check official charts.
24, I think.
No, but I'm talking we peaked at 19. Oh. We didn't hold it there, but we peaked at 19. And then I remember seeing it the next day. And then I think our distribution told us at the time, yeah, someone must have pumped in hundreds of thousands of pounds because they was just below you. And now the, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What I learned with music is sometimes unless you ain't, was Rams Barking signed?
Signed, yeah. Mm.
Okay, well, yeah, I just feel like it's just money and label driven. So music's a bit of a techie one, man.
Yeah.
Do you want to know the actual highest UK chart position?
Go on.
It says here 29. Am I wrong?
So 29 would have been on the Friday, which is at the end of the week. So that's where you're charting. But in terms of throughout the week, we were getting told, oh, you're 19 right now. Try to keep sustain that. So we try to keep promoting. And then it goes up and down. So I do remember it was fluctuating.
Does that mess with your mind?
Not necessarily because of the fact that me and Philly aren't predominantly artists, obviously, when I was making music at the time. Right. So it wasn't like no pressure. For me, it was like, I wanted to be in the top 40. That was my aim.
Yeah, that was what
I tried it with Clean Up and I think we got like 70th or something. Yeah. So we were like, ah. Oh. And obviously when you get top 40, it's kind of like, that's like a mad achievement because you're listed and people can see that you're on the top 40, you know? So the fact that we wanted a top 40 and then we heard that we were like 19th, in our heads, it was like a Wednesday and we're like, well, we're going to make top 40. Mm. So I still remember Friday it hitting and then we reached 29, like you said, I thought it was 24 and we were gassed. Yeah. Like, well, we're a couple of YouTubers, man. You know literally, what I mean? Bro. At the time, especially because we're nowhere near as big as we are now. So, you know what I mean? It was a mad achievement for us. Like, yeah,
sick in it.
Come
God.
On, brother. Oh, you're crazy. Hold.
Oh,
you know when you're writing your songs, you write with other people? Like, great, are you writing with other people?
Yeah. I'm going to put my hands up straight away. I'm not good at penning. I'm not good at writing like lyrics. I'm very good at the melodic stuff, like singing. And for example, someone could put on a beat and then I'd just come up with a melody.
Yeah.
And then it's actually putting pen to paper, which I struggle with. So it's like, I'm going to definitely need somebody with me.
I wouldn't say you struggle though.
Yeah, I can write, but it's not like the final version. I can write a section and then someone will be like, that's good, but instead of that, like, do that. And you know what I mean?
So yeah, so that's co-writing.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like my best music has been co-written as well. I can't lie to you.
Yeah,
like,
definitely, man.
But when there's people in a room, and it could be something, I think I write best, yeah. So like, I don't know. I've had links write certain bars for me, bro. Like they could think
seriously, bro.
Like they could think of a lyric and I'm like, oh, I get the concept. I don't like what you've did, but let me change
this
around and make it into this. Do you get what I'm saying? So essentially she co-writ certain bars with me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Do they get that credit though?
Yeah, of course. So no, what, the link?
Yeah.
No.
That's horrible. They should get their cut.
I'm not giving a link the cut. That's a mad move.
You're already giving them something else.
Yeah.
He's getting something at 7.
But
and
yeah,
half.
No, I feel like the best time I make music is when the studio's packed, when there's man that are rating there, and yeah, it's just good vibes, you know what I mean?
Even Michael Jackson had Quincy Jones and people like that, do you know what I mean? Like, Paul McCartney,
bro, one thing I'm telling you right now, all the artists, not all the artists, but maybe 90, 95% have had someone write or co-write their tune. Like, I remember I heard, like, you know, Let Me Be In There, Let Me Love You, Mario. You think Mario wrote that?
Neo wrote did. That.
Yeah, to the left, everything you own in the box. Neo wrote that. You know how much Eric Belinga, Party Next Door, you know how much work, who wrote that? Party Next Door, bro. It's like, at the end of the day, people at the top of the game right now, like most of the time, have people writing for them and that's absolutely fine. Diamonds, shine bright to Rihanna. Who wrote that? Sia. You know what I mean, bro? Yeah. So it's like, I'll be honest, bro, that's absolutely the norm. Like a lot of people don't write their stuff, bro.
Yeah,
so.
But you see, like for me, I feel like if I was to get to that, well, right now for me, it's so important to prove to myself, essentially. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
but I'm saying there's no shame in having somebody that is knows no, what they're doing.
You see, after I drop this tape here, I'm in that bag. Send me rhythms and let me just sing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I'm on all that.
Yeah.
Because when certain men are dropping the album in the States, we're all going, oh, have you heard my man's new tune? What? So because it's little old Philly, the YouTuber, you're going to try to get at me. Nah, allow me. I'm on all that, bro.
Yeah.
Neo, hit me.
He's coming to the UK in a couple of weeks.
Is he, yeah?
Yeah, he's coming
to the UK. I
remember
I seen him in a club once with his little sombrero hat.
Yeah, I saw him in Qatar as well.
Yeah.
He's coming with Mario, actually. I think they're doing a joint concert.
Yeah.
In London. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
That is sounding like vibes.
I was trying to get them. I was thinking, like, maybe we try and book one of them for the podcast or something, but I don't know. We'll see.
Neo and who?
Mario.
Oh, my God. Let me be the one to give you everything.
That would be amazing.
You won't any.
That would actually be amazing, you know?
Oh,
that would
be incredible, man.
All right, here's a question for you boys, yeah? Do you think it's bad to expect from your friends?
Yes.
Why?
Me and you have had this conversation before off camera as well.
Yeah.
I think you have too much faith in humanity, which is, again, a good thing, Philly. Unfortunately, maybe I'm a pessimist and you're just an optimist because of the fact that I feel like nobody owes you anything in this life. And to expect the unexpected and to always try to work as hard as you can and not need any favors or anything from people. Even if you've done something for them, you're doing something for them out of this love of your heart and you're not doing it because of the fact that there's an ulterior motive that they're going to help you in the future. And I'm not saying that you have ulterior motives. I'm just saying, obviously for you, with your kind heart, generally, like I said, I've never met anybody so selfless as Philly and nice because he will go above and beyond for a person that he loves and cares about. But in my opinion, because you've now done that for somebody, you can't expect them to give you that same love and because they're not that person. They're not you. Mm. You get it? So everybody is different. Therefore, you have to embrace people's differences. just my opinion on it. Like, if I now, for example, give you 100 grand when you're down and out, and say, for example, in 5 years' time, I'm down and out and you give me 20, I'm not going to get angry at you.
Yeah,
and I feel like he would.
No, genuinely.
I'll ask you for 20 bags. I said, yeah, Philly, can you give me 20 bags? Let's say now, in God forbid, years' time, you don't have it like you do, and I've got even more money, right? And then you come to me and you say to me, can I get 20 grand or even more? And I'll give you 5. You'll be angry about it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, you would. You would.
What the F is that?
Basing it on like something that happened recently, like I got a friend called Met, aka Slosh.
Yeah.
And I've helped my brother out so much, you get me, to the point. He's more or less like a second PA for man.
Yeah.
That bare things for me. Yeah. Like now he's my driver.
Yeah, I saw him driving. I saw him waiting outside the car. And great.
Like he does all my like Twitch setup.
Yeah, I see him do everything.
But
yeah, to the point where, let me tell you quickly what he did as well. He was filming, he was helping Kenny do a live stream. And I said, yo, come on my team. I want you to be on my team full time. And he went, no, I prioritize Philly number one. Wallah. He did say that.
Yeah. He always says to me little stuff like, randomly though, he'll be like, oh, bro, I'm so grateful for you, you know, like the things you do for me. Thank you. The other day, he pulled up to my house with my two favorite things,
Fanta and the Snickers. Saw that. Yeah.
But he got it in bulk. Yeah. Like a big tray of Fantas, a big thing of Snickers. And I know he can't repay me in the ways that I've helped him. But do you know how grateful I was for them Snickers and that Fanta, bro? I got emotional, bro. I gave him a hug. I said, my brother, thank you so much. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So based on that, that's why I got to disagree. But then, I don't know. I suppose it's a different situation because I'm good now.
Yeah.
And I kind of do understand where you're coming from as well. Me being broken and asking for a 5 when you got 100 mil.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's bad to expect that.
No, I think it is. I generally do.
Do you reckon, brother?
Yeah, I do.
So wait, listen to what I'm saying though.
Yeah.
You're saying to me, you've got 100 M's and hypothetically, you're saying to me, I've lent you 20 bags while I'm up, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm now brought to piss.
Yeah.
You've got 100 M's
yes.
and I've asked for 20 bags and you're giving me 5 and you're telling me I can't be angry.
That's what I genuinely do agree. I'm saying, first, one thing I will say is, let me just say this quickly.
Can I say something?
I'm going to quickly interject and say, if you are Brock and I had 100 mil, I'll give you an M.
Yeah, well, no. This is hypothetical.
I'm just being honest. I'm not them little cheap youths I'll definitely look after my peoples. But I'm saying, if now I'm in Philly's position and I've asked for somebody for money and they've given me 5 bags, I'm not going to be upset about it. I'm so grateful for the fact that you managed to still get me out of a hole. How are you now expecting somebody to give you more money when they're already doing you a favor?
No, but I'm not saying I won't be grateful. But
no, you're saying you'll be angry.
In the back of my mind,
you'll be angry.
No, I would, but I wouldn't express that anger to you. But I'd be like, you little fuckface. I had you when you didn't help me.
Why wouldn't you express that then? Why wouldn't you tell him?
Because it's like, it's now because I've always been this way. I can't lie to you.
I've seen this.
Is that your emotional?
Think about this now.
Though.
Philly is so giving, like I said, and he's to the point.
No,
I've
the stuff
never
I've done
any,
for people, Lawrence. Yeah, you won't believe me, bro.
Where, bro, I'm like, you've lost your mind. Like he'll tell me what he's been doing for people. I just laugh and say, you're never.
Yeah,
gonna
and he'll and you told me not to do shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, generally, like it's over the top, right? But then now, for example, if he does me a favor and it's incredible and I'll try to repay him and it's not as big, I can see he's annoyed about it. And I'm like, bro, I'm not like you. I'm not built like you. I'm not going to go crazy and do this so much. Like, I understand you did it for me, but you can't now expect me to give you the same love you did.
I believe I can.
Huh?
I've just given you 20 bags. I've got 5 racks.
And you're upset about that?
Yeah.
Fez. I think if you are upset about it, and you keep that within yourself and you don't project that onto me, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Because you can feel something. I know you can't control your emotions. If something happens and it's just the way you react to things, that's not a problem. That's cool. But keep that inside and don't try to project it and try to vocalize it and make me feel bad when I'm the one that giving
you. So in this hypothetical situation, do you reckon the tone that I, in this case, would go back to you means everything? So imagine how two tones, yeah?
Yeah.
I could go, oh, brother, 5, thank you, man. Appreciate that, but... Yeah. Remember I dropped you that little 20, you can't do another 15.
Okay, look, but that, I've got, should I tell you? Let me tell you. And I'm gonna, okay, you can do the next push after. I'm going to show you what was wrong with that one.
Yeah.
Why are you mentioning the fact that you gave me the 20 last time?
Because I'm brought to piss.
I know, but then that shows there was ulterior motives when you were handing out the money. Because you gave the money expecting now, if something happens to me in the future, you've got me. You can't expect that.
No.
If now, look, fair enough, bro. You give me the 20 bags and... You can, well, I mean, it's fair to say that I'm a shit person because you gave me 20 when I was down. I should at least give you the same respect and give you 20, yes. But what I'm saying with you, the problem is you expect you like you think and you have a, you feel a type of way, and then what you end up doing is mentioning the fact, remember when I did this, remember, there's no people on this earth I hate more than the remember I
yeah,
did
yeah,
this
same,
that's
same,
fucking
same, same,
shit
same. It's horrible.
Because in my head I'm thinking, well, if that's if all our, if our friendship is transactional where it's constantly remember I did this and you can do this, then what is this right now?
Yeah.
What really is this now? Okay, do a second approach and let me see what I'll tell you about that one.
My first one was the humble tone, like calm down one.
That was humble. Fuck. Yeah. Let me see the next one.
I thought it was a little bit
passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Passive aggressive.
It was very
What's the
passive.
Next one?
It was.
It was a little bit manipulative.
Yeah, man said.
Okay, so look. Let me give you a different one. Yeah. So that was passive aggressive. Yeah, let me give you humble now.
Yeah, humble. Give me a humble.
Brother.
Yeah.
Wait. Let me get
my
face.
Let me get my bag.
Yeah, get it,
brother.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
This five is going to help me a lot, but... Oh man, an extra 15 will help me out for the rest of the year, man.
Yeah. Okay. I like this a bit more. But you know what I don't like?
You know what I love about Chunks? Yeah. When he's going to spill some serious beans, do you clock he grabs that cup and does this?
Okay, you'd be an amazing director, by the way.
Yeah, I like the emotion. Good emotion. I love the emotion. I love everything about it. The hand gesture. Love it. But what I don't like is, why is it the same amount as what you borrowed me? It just seems too.
No,
out.
But then
you ask for 50 is what you're saying.
Just ask. Well, lie, why not? Well, lie. If I've got 100 million, then that's not a problem. Don't make it seem like I'm repaying you for what you did.
But then do you know what we're both doing?
Ask me for 25.
Do you know what we're both doing wrong? In this, remember, this is all hypothetical.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I need everyone to understand.
No one.
Chunks, he was wrong for that. Philly, you was wrong.
Yeah. This is just. Yeah.
It's just we're making up scenarios, isn't it? But I feel like we're both just assuming
about
without even asking each other. You're assuming that I've got ulterior motives because I've asked for an extra 15. That could have genuinely paid the rest of my rent. But in the back of your mind, you're remembering,
let me tell you now the right approach. This is now. Okay, so I'm asking you for the 20 grand, right? All right. Let's say like I'm behind on bills.
No. So, no, knock on my door.
Yeah.
Wait.
Go on. I'm serious. I'm in my bag, bro.
Yeah, go on. Time on the phone. Yeah, no. Knock on the door. Hold on, babes. Yo.
My brother, what are you saying, family? Bless?
Yeah, man, bless, can't come in.
Yeah. What's this tone? Why are you giving me that?
No, I was just this girl stressing me out, bro.
No, it was genuinely like, I just want to say I really do appreciate that five.
Oh, for fuck's
sake,
man.
Bro, I'm in there.
Wait,
I'm serious.
3, 2, 1,
bro.
Action.
Well, I just want to say I really do appreciate the 5 bags you gave me, bro. I'll be honest. But obviously, like, everything's... I'm behind on bills. I'm behind on X amount. And yeah, no, obviously, like, you remember I've done a lot of stuff in the past and shit. Not with us, of course not. I'm just saying in terms of, like, I've got too much... what's it called? Arrears? Is that how you say?
Yeah.
Too much arrears. And I've got, like, I'm backlogged on bills and stuff. Look, I've pulled out. I've got evidence now. Obviously, as you can see, this is, like, something I owe £12,000. And here's another £5,000. Obviously, I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
Yeah, I really
do appreciate the five. But obviously, if it would be possible to get, like, to just pay off these, and that comes up to, like, 33 grand. And in the future, I'll find some way to pay you back because I really do appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you can't do it, then I really do appreciate the five that you've given me in the first place.
Brother, man, you've called me at a bad time, man.
What's up, bro?
I've just put certain money away, ISAs, bonds, it's all kind of tied up at the minute.
No problem, bro. Absolutely fine. Is there anything you can help? You've written the fives. Five's great.
So that's how you would feel super comfy with that approach, yeah?
Very comfortable. That's not, at the end of the day, I don't owe you anything.
Yeah, but I'm saying to you now, hypothetically, obviously, I've got to keep on saying that because the internet.
Yeah.
I'm asking for the extra 15, but that's the actual bills for the year. I just ain't showed you what you showed me.
I just want to see it. You're right, because he makes it known that, you know, you actually need it. Yes, I'll do that for you. No problem.
No, but in our case, again, I've got to stop saying that, but you're not jarring me. I'm your brother. I don't need to show you that. Same times when I was broke and you did lend me money, I didn't show you nothing, blood. Mm. You just took my word for it that I needed it. And that's because I did. I'm not going to sit here now and start
opening up
letters and taking pictures for bro and guys.
You know what it is? It makes it real. You know what I'm trying to
say? But this one now, this bit is actually real. Back then, I didn't show you nothing.
But you took my word for it because you've added this. I didn't know that was the case back then in the days. I didn't know that in this hypothetical situation. I didn't know that.
I was, bro. I needed money for certain things because I didn't know how to save money at that time.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, when you're asking, when somebody asks for money, they ask for a specific amount in order to get them out of a hole, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. They wouldn't just, if they need $3,000, why are they going to ask for seven?
Well, yeah, sometimes people might plan ahead, or they might think, well, I can pay that seven off. And also it depends on how comfortable you feel with that person. Yeah. And you might think, well, you know, if this person's got $100 mil.
Just the caveat, by the way, I have no qualms with my family or friends asking for money. It's just, it's the way you ask, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's that sense of expecting it because of the fact I've got money, which is the problem, compared to now just being grateful and saying, this is the situation I'm in.
What's the furthest in your friendship group that you think is acceptable
to ask?
Yeah.
What do you mean the furthest?
So like...
Like, you know, obviously you've got immediate family.
Immediate family, covered. The best friends that I have, covered. Like, for example, Beta Squad, Harry Pinero's, Phillies, Darkest, covered, yeah? People that I grew up with in my area, case by case, of course.
As long as they bring the bills. As long as they bring the bills.
Yeah. And as long as you like, kind of just show me that you're not just trying to take me for a pussy, basically. That's absolutely fine. Now, when we start getting into the problem areas is
podcast
when
it's my friends' friends.
Podcast producers, you know what I mean? funny to say that, but I generally, with that one, I think, I do use this phrase a lot, but it is generally case by case.
Yeah. Because what is like, your situation, bro? Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like,
do you have
is
a
your
wife?
Ute
you have
not kids? Eating? Because if your ute's not eating, brother, take my yard for the week.
Yeah. Then what
I'll go
about,
live with my mum for a bit.
Yeah, look, look, you see what you said?
It's
take
a lovely
my house
gesture.
For a week, I'll live with my mum for a bit. It's like, there's other ways to help you. He's decided now to go to the extremities, which is amazing. And I said, the thing I love the most about Philly, why are you giving somebody a house? Your fucking house. You can just put them in a hotel for a week.
I think it,
that's
not,
just what I'm like.
I think it
I
is
genuinely
a bit
can't help it, man. Mm. I genuinely like. Do you know? Even when I first started making money, like I couldn't fathom me being around my brethren and buying certain things and them not having it. So if I bought an LV bag, get them the grey one as well. I swear to God. And I realize now.
That's incredible.
But
guess what? Your heart's gonna get broken fast.
No. But it is dumb. It was dumb. It's not dumb if you only do it once.
That's great.
I was doing it a lot. Every single time. I'm talking holidays.
This guy's doing business holidays. He's fingering four people. They're on business holidays with him as well.
I've only done that once and I'll never do it again. Chunks' response was that. He was like, why though? But I couldn't. I couldn't. How is it we're all going on holiday and I'm business class and you lot are economy?
Right.
I know you can't afford it.
This is what Philly's done, yeah? Philly's gone on holiday and he's in business class and he's brought all his friends to business class with him. So I tell you what I'll do?
Bank the air
miles. I'll pay for all their flights, but we're all going on economy.
Nah.
As in
do you know where we went? No, we went to Australia. I might sit in 24 hours like that, itch up.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Not doing it.
So I'm saying,
for the
audio listeners, cool.
I just put my back mad straight.
Right, and
I'm
so tell me now,
Lawrence, is there a problem with me now with four of my friends? I pay for my own business, but I pay for all of their premium economies.
No, you're right.
I'm paying for my friends.
You know, I'm not saying,
no, but I'm
that
saying that's,
I'm right for doing that.
I'm just saying to you, you've done that now, which has now meant now whenever you need help or whenever, and you ask for that same energy back to your friends and they can't provide it, but you feel the type of way, that's your fault.
But is that because proportional though? That's
no,
proportional.
No, but that's
another
fine.
Friend might say to him, I bought you, so someone might earn very little and go, oh, I bought you lunch. And to them, that is the same as buying a business class upgrade proportionally. Them buying lunch for him is the same percentage of their income as him whatever it is.
But I didn't mean it in that sense. Like, I wouldn't expect that from my brethren. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, a business class flight is different. But again, I'm going to go literal like I did with the 70-year-old man, yeah?
Did you enjoy it?
What?
The holiday? Did it enhance your experience
you didn't
of
enjoy
your life?
Dibs.
Yeah, I'll beat that.
Did
it enhance your overall life experience that you were in business with all your friends?
Yes. In terms of
it was mad.
Yeah, fun. I remember the man was drinking.
No, but it's not worth, bro.
No, I understand that.
Genuinely, I spent grand before I even left.
A man hasn't touched Australian waters and he's already chips down.
Yeah, stop saying it because it's more beach.
Stupidest thing ever. Okay, but don't get
fun though. Great memories.
What I'm left with in my mind is that what you two are basically saying is that maybe there should be one rule for everyone, or kind of there's a rule that we all apply. What I feel like is there's a rule for your heart and there's a rule for your heart. You're not a worse person because you wouldn't give someone a business class.
I know I'm not, brother.
But also, it's not a terrible thing if you're generous in different ways.
No, look, I don't have a problem with how generous Philly is.
You know, Clocky always does this.
The thing I have a problem with is the fact that he now gets upset if they don't reciprocate. That's the problem I have.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with him being generous. Because I think that's great. That's a great.
It's a great thing for me, for all my friends around me.
Yeah, but it's a great trait to have. And what I'm saying is, the question, what was the original question you asked, brother? Do you believe in expecting things from people? Well, your problem is because of the fact you're so generous, you do expect, and that's the problem. That's for me. You get it? Because same way now, for example, I might not be as generous as Philly, guaranteed. But if I ask something from somebody else and they don't manage to provide it for me, I have no qualms.
But wait. I do want to clarify this because I don't want to be painted in a bad light.
Bro, I'm painting in a bad light.
No, I disagree. I disagree.
Yeah.
But then some things are literal. Like, I expect Chunks to be at my wedding. Standard.
I think that's a reasonable expectation to put on one of your best friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, bar the fact,
I always like the literal ones. So you can expect.
Okay, I'm saying.
It's unreasonable for the best man not to be there.
What if there's a death?
Okay, wow. Plot twist.
If my auntie's died, my head's gone. I'm not thinking about nothing else.
Yeah, plot twist.
I'm the man of the house. I'm going to have to provide it. I have to do certain things. My brother, congratulations with the wedding. I'm going to check in with you when you come back from the honeymoon.
Yeah, plot twist.
Right now, man's just going to a funeral. What, you got
No, plot twist. Plot twist.
You get angry.
Plot twist.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Unless now you bell me, this conversation here,
yeah,
top tiersy.
Unless now you bell, like, man. Unless you bell me now and say, yo, come to my wedding. And I say, damn, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Especially if you're best man.
Yeah, I get it. That's an issue. But,
well,
man, just had a fatality. I've got things to do, broski. Mm. But I hear it. And man's been supporting your wedding and I got the gifts coming for you. That I just can't be there. But love, I'm going to send someone to be there instead of me. You know what I mean? Like man's brother or man's cousin to just kind of represent me.
You wouldn't want him there though if he's going to be mourning someone. I'm not saying, you know, you go, oh, I don't want you because you're
that's a good point.
Club, you don't want to drag him to a wedding and go, oh, yeah, celebrate with him.
You're my friend as well. The same way I'm your friend, you're my friend.
But that's not his expectation. So, but the minimum expectation is that you should be at his wedding if everything's good.
Yeah, I would.
Well, say that now down the camera. Just make sure.
If Philly gets married on fucking Pluto, I'll be there. Like, I'll jump on the jet and I'll just get there. So it's not a problem.
You mean rocket?
Jump on a jet.
Pluto, get me in the Apollo 11th, whatever. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, obviously, strenuous situations and certain situations, I might not be there, bro.
Yeah.
If man's got flipping some crazy illness and I'm in the hospital, like, come on, bro. Look after me, bro.
Yeah. Maybe death is the wrong one, but childbirth?
Yeah, huh?
Childbirth is not.
I'm going to be at a childbirth.
Understandable.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at a childbirth. Mm-hmm. If they said that they expect.
I'll get married where his baby's giving birth to.
Yeah, that's only if it's a real one.
Nah, I'm joking. That's like, real.
Obviously, if man's got a wife and she's given birth, expected date January 24th, and his wedding's on the 24th, I've got to be in. Because he's probably going to do a destination holiday in Italy or something. I'm too busy.
Are you
not? I want to get married in Lake Como. Yeah.
Northern Italy. Would you not at least explore the idea of taking a doctor with you that if
no.
you're...
No, you're mad. Shut up, Lawrence.
Just fucking explore the idea.
It is, brother.
I'm not even... Let my wife be comfy in her bed and her room
and push out.
This has been 9 months. This is man's baby. Like, I really...
My everything.
What are you asking him to go to Como? That's...
Man's world.
But best believe, though, Zoom call, I'm preying it from the... Maternity ward.
Question, if the wedding does happen to be on the same day as the due date, do you look into moving the wedding date?
If it's, yep.
What have you thought about that?
If I'm Chunks Fields now and his wife is pregnant.
What, is Chunks or it's just any friend?
Chunks. Chunks in that level.
Yeah, for Chunks, I'd move it.
Yeah. Panero?
Yes.
Darkest?
Yes.
AJ?
Nah, I'm not as close with AJ though.
Fair.
I'm actually not as close with AJ.
But look, say for example now, I know that Philly's missus is pregnant right now.
Mm.
She's 4 months pregnant, and I know that the date that me and my girl are talking about is in and around the due date. I'm saying, babe, could we look maybe a month after or 2 months after, just because I know bro, she's gonna have his kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. It's just easy.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Even if it's booked and there's certain things now, deposits paid for, it's a headache now. Do you get it? But if I'm on
if it's possible to move, I feel like you're saying then man will move it.
Yeah.
But if you can't, you can't, innit?
All right, so this section is famous death row meals.
Oh,
snap. This is a classic, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, is it? No, it is a classic in terms of like a dating question. I feel like a lot of people ask that. Do you know what I'm asking?
So
do you know what I'm saying?
If you were to die, what would be your last meal?
The other day I was filming with Gymshark and we was doing a dating show. And every guy that was on a date asked that girl the question. And I was like, wow, maybe this is something this is a question that for someone that has no riz that they ask people.
Have you really thought about it, by the way? Because it's
yeah,
quite,
I have.
Like, I don't mean have you really thought about what your meal would be, but have you really thought about the idea of a death row meal?
It's your last meal on planet Earth. And after this meal, you are now no longer going to be on earth.
And potentially in your mind as a murderer, or you're going to hell. This is your last meal. Do you know what I mean? And not only that, this is the last thing that you ever taste, the last taste in your mouth. Yeah. You might have heartburn the night before if you have the wrong meal. Do you know what I mean?
Boys, take this perspective. A part of me is thinking, fuck it, just get it done.
So you don't in the end?
Fuck it. I'm going in a couple of hours.
But I want some.
Do you see where I'm coming from though, a little bit, no? Mm.
Nah, not for my
perspective. Like, I get that you can enjoy it.
I best believe I'm ordering the world. I need everything. I need everything before I go. But quickly, I'm going to mention to you, brother, Ted Bundy. You know about Ted Bundy?
Good centre-back for Wigan.
You thought he was a centre-back?
What, Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
What team did he play for?
No, it's a serial killer, my brother.
Oh, you're lying.
You never knew about Ted Bundy?
I only know Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, man's saying these names like they're my brethren. Yeah, man said Jeffrey.
Yeah, be careful. Jeff. Yeah. But Ted Bundy is a horrific man, by the way.
His name, worse than Jeff.
They're both disgusting human beings. So, Ted Bundy. Theodore Robert Bundy, born November 24th, 1946, was an American serial killer who kidnapped, and murdered dozens of young women and girls during the 1970s and possibly earlier. After more than a decade of denials, he confessed to 30 murders committed in 7 states between 74 and 78. So this guy, you don't know much about Ted Bundy. I never want to talk about his crimes because they were so heinous and so disgusting that, I just hate that man. And bear in mind, he had like a whole cult following that of women that actually loved him.
Just so I can understand, was these crimes on Jeff's level? Jeffrey's level.
He murdered people, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
he ate them.
Jeffrey done a madness,
no,
bro.
No, Jeffrey was yamming them. He was eating them.
But they're definitely of equivalent level, 100%. Yeah, yeah. But what then happened was he's then getting tried for these crimes, and during the trials,
there's women in the flipping courts,
in the courtroom, fans
loved them off,
writing them letters.
Was it because he was a good-looking brother?
I think for the time, if you look at him now, very av.
Absolutely.
At the time,
he's a shitbox star. But by the way, he wasn't put on death row, of course, like he should have been. And he actually declined his final meal. So they made him have the default option. Do you know what the default option is? Have a guess.
Steak.
Wow, steak. Yep, medium rare.
Yeah.
He had hash browns, eggs over easy, toast with jam and butter, orange juice and milk.
He boxed it all.
I don't know if he boxed it.
Apparently, there are people who say he didn't touch it. So he was given it, didn't touch it, apparently. Yeah, because
if he's not requested nothing, then he don't want to eat, innit?
I can't lie, though. Do you know whose meal is my favourite, probably, yeah? Thomas J. Grasso. Obviously, he strangled his neighbour to death.
So with Christmas lights. She was 87.
Yeah, probably deserved it then, innit? Died by lethal injection.
I love crime documentaries.
Shall I tell you what he ordered? A double cheeseburger, barbecue spare ribs, half a pumpkin pie with strawberries mashed alongside with whipped cream, steamed clams and mussels, 2 strawberry milkshakes, can of SpaghettiOs. I think he did that murder so he'd get that meal. Because why the hell, did you order the whole... That's the world.
By the way, the can of SpaghettiOs was room temperature.
Hey,
he's a serial killer, isn't
he?
Weirdo.
Ain't you ever thought, why do they give him a meal? Like, why do they get that luxury of doing that if you are a scum?
Because you're still human. Not bad.
No, deep it, bro.
And how about this? I watch a lot of crime
documentaries. Why are you getting that luxury, bro?
Let me tell you this.
Man in prison that have done way less worse than what these sickos are doing don't get that luxury.
So I tell you one thing about prisons, the judicial system in America, how about this? The people that are on death row actually live better than people that are in supermaxes.
Yeah.
Like, because of the fact that they have their own space, they have their own tools, they have a lot of things that they're... So a lot of people that do like a crazy crime and they know that they're never going to leave prison, they ask to be put on death row a lot of the times because of the fact that their quality of life is much better in being on death row than Supermax for your whole life. Because Supermax is you're under complete lockdown for 23, 24 hours, solitary confinement. You don't see people put through the thing. Like, you go crazy most of the time. So they just get asked, you might as well just up my flipping ante and put me on a death row thing.
When did you ride your bird 06?
Me? I did 06 to 2018. That was good one.
Give me another meal.
Stephen Woods, executed in 2011. His crime was the murder of a young couple, even after many appeals and being backed by some popular non-profit media organisations. Last meal, 2 pounds of bacon, a large 4 meat pizza, 4 fried chicken breasts, 2 drinks of each Mountain Dew, Pepsi, root beer and sweet tea, 2 pints of ice cream, 5 chicken fried steaks, 2 hamburgers with bacon fries and a dozen garlic bread sticks with marinara on the side. I think when he died, he probably vomited that all out.
Genuinely, man, I don't agree with that, giving them such luxury.
It's a lot of food.
Nah, bro. Like, and how can you order all of that? That's not fair.
A man ordered, Marion Albert Pruitt ordered 3 2-litre Pepsis. What the fuck are you doing with that? He said, yo, let me just catch a quick diabetes before I leave.
Quickly.
Yeah, early. Like, what is he really on? Okay, but Philly, God forbid, if you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
I'd get a guacamole. What'd you call it? Guacamole or guacamole?
Guacamole, yeah.
With the little...
dips.
The what's it called?
Tortillas.
The tortillas there on the side.
That's the starters there.
I'm going to have prawn mackie.
You know, every time you order food, you know it's that one?
Yeah. I'm going to have the prawn mackie rolls there.
Yeah.
Let me get the shrimp popcorn.
Yeah.
This is all starters.
Yeah.
I see these men go mad. And
bro, they go wild.
Keep going.
Yeah. Is it only possible to get the raw sea bass with the jalapeno?
Oh.
I got palate.
Yeah.
With the jalapenos on top, with the avocado sauce.
Uh-huh.
You know about that one. CC, we don't even say too much with that. Yeah. Let me get into the main area now.
Fuck, what? That was the starters.
That's the starter.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Fuck. But they're ordering loads. Why can't I?
No, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
Let me get chili and sea bass.
Yeah. Chili, sea bass, white rice, broccoli.
Yeah. And A5, Kobe Wagyu.
Wow.
Let me get peppercorn sauce.
All right, then. Mushroom sauce.
All right. And let me get mashed potatoes.
For the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of mashed potatoes? Is there cheese in there? Is there butter in there? Is it creamy
just
or
young
is it
butter?
Yeah, just the young butter. Standard mash.
Yeah.
Creamy.
Uh-huh.
And then that'll fill me.
Okay.
And let me move on to the dessert. I love a crumble.
Ah!
Yeah. Let me get custard with Urca. I don't understand why people have
ice cream.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Double cream. Some people have double cream.
Nah, doing too much.
You're a custard man.
Yeah.
Let me get a cheese
cake.
All right, then. New York, please.
Yeah.
So vanilla in that, right?
Yeah, all right, then.
Okay. Yeah. Any berries on the side of that?
No berries, just the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more dessert would be...
What, three of them?
Yeah, three.
Yeah.
Let me get some mangoes.
All right,
then. I just want mango.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's nice with the...
Okay,
the
and
cake
guess what?
And the...
We're also going to give you one more request of anything else you want on this earth. So, for example, Ronnie Lee Gardner, he asked to eat the food whilst watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy. So what would yours be?
Long it out.
I think it would be with a John. Let me just get one.
No, what? Never. What? They can get blows before they die.
I reckon you could, you know.
Let me just get one more
before I go.
No, they don't do that, though.
No, I'm saying, I think, bro, based off this stupid judiciary system, maybe. But I'm saying, this is my judiciary system. You can do what you want.
I'd say that.
Yeah, what would you want? What would you want?
Seriously, go Brazil for me.
Yeah.
Scout the best talent you can and bring her over for me. If I could have one more go before I went. Wouldn't you?
I mean, it's smart. Yeah.
I'd have a go. I'd have one more go.
Yeah.
Because think about it. If you've been in death row, you're in there years.
Yeah.
It's just this the whole time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I could have one more go, feel the warmth again. Do you know what I mean? No, you know what I mean though, innit? You know what I mean though, innit?
Feel the warmth.
Feel the warmth. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm putting hands on heaters, then Olden Wood. Ain't the same.
Nah. Goalkeeper gloves.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's
experience.
Nah, he's a fucking he's sicko. Like,
and he's grinning as well.
Actually,
the man that did it last week. Wife was on holiday.
No, do you know how mad that is putting on a goalie club?
I read that on his blog this morning.
You didn't read nothing, bro.
Yeah.
You didn't read nothing. That's his spirit.
He
tried
to blend it.
Try to grin out. Because he thought he was going to say, I know about that one.
But that was mine. Sorry for being so long. Chunks, what would yours be?
All right, barbecue and buffalo wings starter. Yeah, you need that.
Same bowl?
Couldn't care less, bro. I'm dying. You know what I mean? Just get a ranch there near it as well somewhere. Thank you very much. Appreciate you, man. We move on. Main course. Gonna get egg fried rice, sweet and sour chicken. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, from where? From
what?
Novikov.
That's what I say. And then man's gonna get the spring rolls, vegetable. Ooh. Then man's gonna get the shrimp. You know about that one?
Yeah.
Four mackie rolls as well. Don't forget about that one. And then the young, just the steak, medium rare. And then we're gonna move on to the
not
desserts.
Medium rare, medium. You eat medium.
Is that what I eat?
Yeah.
Whatever I eat, that one. He knows because he orders it for me. Then we move on. Dessert time.
Ooh.
Apple crumble.
All right, then.
Raspberry sorbet.
Okay.
Passion fruit sorbet.
Ooh.
Custard on him.
What? Custard on where?
On the apple crumble. No.
Oh, okay.
No,
I thought you said.
Sorbet's on the side. On the edge.
Okay. That's
then,
after.
Then the raspberry cheesecake. Truly on it. just all to right make sure then. That there's coolies on it. And I ain't shouting, but I ain't talking about the Jamaican Indians.
I'm talking
about coolie.
All right.
Then we move forward. What? I'd need a little drink though.
I didn't even get a drink.
You didn't get a drink.
I wouldn't even finish my meals.
You're done. Your throat's dry. Your throat's dry. I'm going to have a 4 liter water just on the side just to make sure. I might even try overdose on the water just so they don't, you know what I'm trying to say. And then man will get
you
a young...
You having water for your last meal?
Well, I filtered though.
I'm going to have the coldest water. The one that, from here, I'm going to say, go to that studio, the one that they used to film the podcast on, and get that water for me. Yeah. And then the orange juice, just because, you know what I'm trying to say, I need a juice that's
smoother
orange.
Pulp.
Huh?
Smoother.
Mixture. Let me get one of each.
Wow.
1 liter of each.
Yeah, I like the bit sometimes in an orange juice.
Yeah.
If
and
it's
well pulp. I think after that one, I'll say, cool. I've seen it, I'm finished now. I need a meal after the dessert. It's called Extra Mains. And we get Somali rice.
Raw.
Somali rice, so baris and hilib.
Yeah.
Digag chicken. Yeah.
That white sauce and dark as his wedding, whatever that was.
And it needs to be prepped by my sister.
Cold.
And guess what? In the munch, my sister's attached keys inside the rice. I've got the keys. I just enjoyed the munch. Unlocked myself. I'm gone. I'm back out.
Oh my God.
Broken apps. Genius.
Yeah. I'm back in Somaliland now.
Yeah.
They can't find me. No extradition.
Oh, why did I think like that?
So that is the main thing. You get a free munch and then I'm gone.
How did you deal with the security that was there?
I just opened it.
No, but remember, he's there.
Burn his watch. Stop the time. Everyone did this. Just walked past everyone.
So everyone's still like that, still. And you're just going, ha.
Yeah, I'm just doing this. And then I slap some guy in the face. He pussy.
Yeah, so remember when the time starts again,
when he wakes up, he goes, you're not thinking, bro.
Put
a key in the munch, open the flipping, I'm out of there.
But how did your sister know what the lock was?
Huh?
How did you?
Because we used to be friends with the key person in there.
Oh, what's the key person's name?
Jeffrey.
Who?
Not Dharma.
That's what I said.
Not Dharma.
It's a weird second name.
But actually, I, before we move on, I generally think that, Philly did raise a proper point. Do you think people deserve their last meal?
Comment down below.
You know, Timothy McVeigh, I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name, but his last meal, guess what he requested? 2 pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream. That's it.
That's sad, that, innit? He didn't know what he was doing.
A lot of people don't even agree with this.
He must have IBS.
I don't agree with the hype around ice cream too much.
I don't agree with that. I think ice cream is absolutely incredible, especially a hot summer's day. Get me a mango sorbet, raspberry sorbet, lemon sorbet, passion fruit sorbet.
We get it, sorbet.
With all due respect,
and guess
that's
what?
Not
I guess
ice cream.
I'm eating it with my bae. You get it, bae, sorbet. Never mind. We're gonna move.
That's
on.
That's not ice cream. Just to be
such
clear.
A dodgy.
Okay, well, in that case, then give me ice cream, salt and caramel. What? America's birthday cake.
Even a cornetto is good.
Unpopular opinion, I effing hate the cone. I hate it.
With the little chocolate in the cone.
I bite the bottom bit because I'm a greedy bastard. Then I'm left with this little midsection of cone. Dash that.
No.
Yeah, waste of time. Wafer, I'm all right, man. If wafer needs
you
to come
with
chocolate.
Crazy, though.
Yeah, Fez, got me, man. No, Fez, you got me, man. You made me say I bite the bottom. I meant I bite the bottom bit of the cone of the cornetto. Yeah, got me. We're going to move on, pussy.
Yeah.
We're actually going to move on to Start Bench Trade.
Uh-huh.
I got some good ones, Philly.
Okay.
Quickly, I need you to tell me. Start Bench Trade. Alien, dinosaur, dragon. Now, we're going to do it together like we usually do.
Yeah.
Alien, dinosaur, dragon. So what are you starting in 3, 2, 1, dragon? Alien. What the hell are you doing with the alien?
They've got different technology.
Dragon, I'm just jumping on the back of his thing and he's just flying off.
Yeah.
And
while you're flying there on the plane holding on for dear life, my alien brethren called, I don't know, Squid, I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
I'm in Ghana.
But nah, they don't go Ghana. They go to different extraterrestrial stuff. So you go over
but
there then.
I've got him patterned.
Nah, you ain't got him patterned.
No, I do.
In that case, I'm got alien.
Do you speak alien?
Yeah, go on. Speak alien.
Look. No.
Speak
I'm still trying to learn it.
Yeah, it's a difficult
one. I know how to say hello though.
Go on. Yeah, that's a good way. That's a good one.
I actually learned that as well.
Yeah. Why didn't it sound the same as the first time?
It does look.
Vruko rari.
Yeah.
Nah, vruko rari.
It's like vruko and rari.
Yeah, oh, vruko rari.
Yeah.
Vruko rari. Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Alien, shout me. Is he talking?
Yeah.
Are you talking real life?
I said alien, shout me. Someone just pull up at the yard. UFO.
Nah, good for... Nah, yeah. God forbid. Please don't
say alien, shout me then.
Nah, alien, shout my doggy. Vruko rari. Yeah? Don't shout me. Yeah, don't shout at me. All right, so you started aliens, I started dragons.
Remember, there's dinosaurs, dragons. Yeah, for me, there's dinosaurs, dinosaur, alien. So start bench trade. You're going to be benching in 3, 2, 1, dinosaurs. So you're dashing dragon?
Yeah.
I'm dashing Leon.
Yeah.
I can't be standing. I'm going to be sick of their faces, bro. They look like a mess.
Nah, aliens cold.
Next one.
I just feel like their technology. Start. I'm basing it off films, by the way. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, whereas with the dragons and the dinosaurs, you're basing it off real life.
We're not going to do this next one based off love. We're going to base it off their content. Sharky, Harry Pinero, Darkest.
Ooh.
Start bench trade.
Off their content?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, start, yeah?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, Sharky. SDS is not right.
Yeah. And not even just that. I feel like his YouTube channel is...
Whenever he decides to upload, yeah, it's good better. Still. And then next up is bench.
3, 2, 1, Darkest. It's my This is wrong. No, but Harry admits it. He's not consistent with his YouTube. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's been consistent.
I cry. People say Pinero on his Jackson YouTube is horror. But you know what it is? I even asked him himself. I said, H, what? Content of the ones? Yeah, he goes, yeah, horror. He just prefers to be with the man.
Yeah,
you see, H with the man, he's one of the best.
Yeah,
but him and his ones. Can't watch it for the life of me, man. I try to get through it. I just can't. But anyway, shout out to Harry, man.
What else?
All right, start bench trade. Ronaldo, Messi, Neymar. 3, 2, 1.
No, wait.
But it's easy, bro. Don't do this.
It's actually not, you know.
Okay, 3. Start, yeah? 3, 2, 1, Neymar. Messi. We're going to move on.
Let me tell you why.
Wallahi, you don't mean that.
See?
It
doesn't matter.
You think Neymar is better than Ronaldo and Messi?
No, I don't.
That's why I love that he's not on a...
I don't think he's better.
What?
No, never.
What you prefer?
But the excitement I get from watching a player, I love watching Neymar, bro.
So you don't get excited like Messi
Not now, though.
Would you say excited?
This new Neymar, no. But you see, when I saw Neymar at Santos, fam, and then during that MSN time, bro, like, don't get me wrong, Messi's a mad baller, but I'm a... Like, a player that excites me, like Yannick Bolasie, cool. He's not even in that conversation with them, man.
Really?
But you see, when I watch Yannick Bolasie, done that little trick to Eriksen. No, I'm just letting you know, I love a player that does mad skills. Mm. And Neymar delivers that.
So you haven't seen Messi run through 106 man?
No, but he's running and just dropping the shoulder. Neymar will do this mad touch with the thing, like, you know this one?
Yeah, you see, he's just breaking the table.
I definitely hurt my knee and I'm trying to act like it didn't hurt. But you know what I'm talking about?
Like, talk about, man.
Neymar's just the mad.
Skill that only me and Neymar could do. Remember that video?
You're my brother. Yeah, you've done it yourself with Emile Smith Rowe.
Yeah, and Christian D, yeah.
But you get the point I'm trying to make. I really value players that just do the...
exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. In that case, that's fine. You're not saying he's better.
Never, bro. Messi's the best football player to ever touch planet Earth.
But if you're talking about watching a game, you'd rather watch Neymar.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Neymar, bro.
Okay, that's fine. I'd rather watch Messi. I'm going to be honest.
Fair enough.
So then start bench trade. So bench in 3, 2, 1, Ronaldo. Messi. And then...
trade Ronaldo.
That's Ronaldo, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's insanity. Okay, cool. Next one.
No, but then if we're talking about Ronaldo.
No, too late. Everyone United. Knows them. Guys in the comments.
Remember when he done
guys in the comments, Philly has now said that Neymar is the best. Then it's
no, Messi, don't say the best. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I know you remember this clip. You as well, because you watch ball, yeah? Remember when he had Aboué in a corner and he done 1,000 step overs?
Yeah.
And Aboué just...
Nah, that Ronaldo was crazy.
Yeah.
That Aboué was crazy.
Kick against Pompey.
Ronaldo. Nah, he was different still. All right, next one. Potato, rice, and bread.
Ooh.
Three.
Wait.
It's easy, bro. You're doing too much. Our cultures are based on this.
3, 2, 1, rice.
Our cultures are based on
it. Okay, potato and bread.
Standard, bro.
3, 2, 1, bread.
Yes, he lost it. You lost it.
You don't like sandwiches. I love sandwiches.
I don't.
Yeah, that's why you said
it's cold.
With these.
It's cold. I want a hot meal, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want cheese, lettuce, and a tomato in my sandwich. So what do you have in yours then?
Me?
Tuna. Boring.
Yeah?
Potato.
Yeah.
What, roast potatoes with a roast dinner? You've lost your mind.
As a Somali man, I have roast dinners. Give a shit about
jacket potato.
Yeah. What, cheese and beans?
But why is this 2024? You could have absolutely anything.
I don't like jacket potato. I don't like it.
Tuna and a roast potato.
What's wrong with bread? What's wrong with bread?
Bread?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just me dog.
So that means that you can't have burgers?
Fuck.
What, you forgot? This pussy, I forgot that stuff. See? Now you're thinking, bruschetta, when you like a little bruschetta, right?
No, but I'd rather a little steak and a mashed potato or a chips. Khan, cool, man. Don't eat your chips, man. Eat a burger.
Cool, that's
going to
save me calories, yes. Thank you
very
much.
Yeah, but then you're still going to get more calories and bread.
Nope, chips is the worst. Fried and oil and nah. No. You enjoy yourself, man. You got heart problems, man.
Do you not like bread?
I do like bread, right. But it's start bench trade, innit? So someone's got to go.
But you also say you don't like pizza. So I feel like baked things are kind of not a thing.
He doesn't like pizza. He hates it.
Horrible. Look,
is there like a logic behind that?
Yeah, he just said it.
No, do you know why I'm backwards though? Because I like burrata. And what's burrata? Cheese and bread.
Yeah.
With tomatoes. But yeah, so literally the same thing.
And then last but not least, this is on a girl, right? Hair, nails, and skin.
Ooh.
Three.
Wait.
Think about it.
Come on, bro.
Oh, wow.
Hair, come on, bro.
Skin. 3, 2, 1, skin. And then second. The second is hair and nails.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, hair.
And then third. So that's my guy, though.
Last but not least.
He loses it a little bit.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, nails. So you're saying that you don't mind if a girl had this, your toes?
Yeah, I don't suck toes.
So your girl is just walking on those trotters and they're blessed with it.
Hey, can you stop posting us on Snapchat as well? Stop trying to use my toes for views. I don't like that you do that.
When you're low on views, you do it.
You think
whenever I'm low on views, 100 replies to that.
You think I didn't see it the other day?
Sorry, man. Why don't you reply to me? You don't really engage
with
me.
And you know what's even worse? It was Chip.
Chip what?
He screenshotted it.
Yeah.
And he goes, nah, blood.
Yeah.
Chunks is out in you.
I
said that.
I had to, man. That gets me views, bro.
Does it actually?
Yeah, it does me well.
Toes are shit, innit?
Yeah, your toes are horrific.
I need a foot surgeon, man. If anyone okay, out there's
Philly,
got good...
just, let me just ask you this. This is an Oxford and Cambridge entry question. I just want to ask you a couple of these quickly. What are you reading at the moment?
currently reading...
yeah, trying to think of a title. Good one, man.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Oh, that's that one that guy, that businessman watched, right? Yeah.
Rich, but, currently definitely not reading.
Yeah. Guys, I'll be honest.
I don't read.
Philly, we don't really read. We're doofuses.
We watch.
Yeah, we like to watch and listen to documentaries. And well, I do. I love listening to documentaries. And
I like animal docs.
Yeah, that's someone that's just got no IQ. You know what I mean? He's one of animal docs, not enough.
Do you listen to audiobooks?
No.
Did you listen to an audio?
I do a couple of times.
Yeah.
No. I'm taking the piss, but I don't like reading. I can't hold my
I'm not
attention for too long. I think TikTok has absolutely killed attention span. So for now, like even when I watch videos, I have to times it by 1.5.
You're joking.
I'm a mess, brother. It's bad now, man.
How do you do that?
You just hold onto the video. It says playback speed. Click 1.5.
Cool.
Yeah, because you know when a man's waffling for 4 minutes, like I have to just make it quick, please.
I do that for football.
And I got to watch another one.
You do that for what?
Football reviews.
Yeah.
A lot of people talking about football matches. I can keep up.
Yeah. I can't be asked for that, man.
That's sad though. Do you not want to lower your kind of rate of what you want to watch stuff so that you can become a bit more relaxed? You are.
To be fair,
relaxed.
Me being relaxed is me in bed watching TikToks
at 1.5 speed.
Love it, man.
Wow,
it's just my thing. I'll be honest.
Is it? Yeah.
I'm not using like too much of mental capacity. I'm just literally enjoying myself watching a video and mindlessly.
Not gonna ask me why I did that.
Are you the same? I was gonna say.
No, it's all good, bro.
Bro, go on, man.
Nah, that's cool, bro. I just...
Okay, no, well, we come on, you're very pretty.
Nah, that's cool, man.
All right. Do you know what it is? We're gonna touch on this quickly, but we're going to talk about it more in another podcast because I really like this. If you were to create a new part of London, what would it be called?
Bundaville? Yeah.
And who would live there?
Bunders.
Only girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me, and I only select the males that live there.
Yeah, who'd you select?
You.
I won't select Chunks.
Yeah, don't put me there.
It's just different calibers of Bunders there.
Yeah, would you live in this part of town? Would you be the mayor of Bunderville?
No. I've invented it.
Right.
I run it.
No, I'm aware of the concept. Yeah. I came
everyone
up
knows
there,
me.
Would you be the mayor of Bunderville?
I don't care what I am, but everyone right. will know
yeah.
that I am the reason we all live good.
Yeah.
I don't care what role I've got.
I'll
walk down the street and I go, oh.
Yeah.
Like they're in awe of me.
Yeah, they can't believe
Bundaville.
It.
Everyone's just got mad buns. You know what I mean?
That's very clear.
My woods are 24/7. You know what I mean?
Is that okay in Bundaville? Is that all right? If you're just walking around with a raging boner, is that all right?
No. I'm not saying it's all the time raging.
Oh.
But if I want to dish him,
mm-hmm.
there's not an issue there.
Yeah. Wherever you
24s
are.
24s is just a riser.
Right.
That's me. Bundaville.
You're in the cafe, see someone you like. Oi, this is Bundaville.
Yeah. Charlene, right?
Mm.
Yeah, she just loves you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Instant.
You just can't believe Instant. That you
bring
chose
the coffee.
That.
Instant.
Yeah.
I reckon I'll get sick of it after 2 months.
Yeah.
So, Bundaville.
So, now, I call it Bundaville, just how a bunch of John's there.
It's quite different to other London names, I'd say.
Yeah, very different. You've got Piccadilly Circus.
Bakerloo Line. Calling at Bundaville.
Calling at Bundyville, but you can only get off if you've got a bunda and a filly likes you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they scan it. As you walk in, someone just goes, nah. Not enough. Didn't really shake because I just give up on my go.
I didn't know it could jiggle like that. Right.
Yeah.
She can, yeah, she can live it.
And then, no, how this shit comes to my head is fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
As they're walking around, is it like, you know, you're the mayor and you're in all the signs, like giving a thumbs up?
No, that's like that's like Dubai. There's this guy everywhere in Dubai.
Yeah.
What is he to Dubai?
I couldn't tell you, bro.
The emir.
Same with Qatar, though.
Yeah.
When we went Qatar,
they got the emirs, the head of the royal family.
Oh, that's what it is then. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, but yeah, when you go to Arab countries, like they're absolutely everywhere, bro. Yeah, yeah. Every building, every billboard, it'll be the same guy's face everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would be me.
Yeah, yeah. Just grinning. Yeah, hold
just like that. We're back here.
Yeah. Welcome. But how many men are allowed there, though?
Maximum 5, and I pick them.
And how much gallon?
And they've got to let me know what they're doing that day.
Yeah,
do,
how many girls are there in Bonneville?
406.
406 girls? Yeah, yeah, that, he's enjoying it forever.
Do all the roads lead to your place? So it's very easy to find.
Oh, okay, now this is getting sick now. A joke got taken too far.
You called it Bonneville?
Yeah, it was a joke. It was meant to be a lot, can't even speak.
The city is shaped in a bunda.
Yeah. It's a part of London which is...
Bonneville won't exist now. It's turning sick.
All right, listen, let us know in the comments if you would like to be living in Bonneville with Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would love to see you guys there.
What are you going for?
Me? I'm going to tell you what the suggestions are.
What, for the names?
For the names.
The
number one place that has been voted by everybody is Pinpon Avenue.
Little dog park and stuff.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate you watching this app.
No, please.
Another good name.
A couple more, man. Got Chunk Circus, Pinero Palace, Darkest Road, South Sharkington, Felipe Court Road.
That's good.
Village, Fort Middleton.
It's Chunks Village. Park.
Huh?
Village.
Village.
Yeah.
Chunks Park, Beta Junction, instead of Croydon, Philidon. Felipe Cross. I like that one. Felipe Cross is a good place.
Poor dog though, man.
Huh?
Still think about that.
Not well.
He's a funny name.
He's not well.
No, he's actually not.
He hasn't improved since the last time we spoke.
No.
Is it? Anything I can do?
No. No.
Is that the dog?
Just an email.
Cool. Someone was calling Philly.
Maybe start a little fund or something for the dog.
Yeah, should you start a little GoFundMe for Ping Pong?
No, life is life, innit?
Yeah.
He'll go soon.
He's not well.
He'll go soon. It's fucked.
No, don't make it funny
again.
Come
on, man. He'll go soon. Don't be careful.
But he will.
No, God forbid.
It's just life.
Yeah.
You'll go one day. I'll go one day. Yeah. It's just life, bro.
Everyone will go one day. Very soon.
Yeah, but you can't say that, though.
What?
It's my dog.
Okay, cool.
You can't sit there and say my dog's going soon.
All right, then. I'll
don't wish that on my dog.
I'll never wish anything upon your dog.
I can wish stuff on my dog.
How could you?
It's my dog though, isn't
it? Yeah, what you should do is wish for him to get better.
He won't.
Mm. Well, God could do anything.
I know he can.
Yeah.
But he
God
also
can
made,
make him 3 years old again.
Yeah, but he also made life.
Accept it, man.
Can we end this? A bit emotional about my dog.
Yeah, all right, guys, please make sure you
Philly Road Terminal 123 was a pretty funny name, but yeah.
What was it? What was it?
So we're gonna go Beta Forest, Squaddington.
Beta Forest is cold.
Filsham. Yeah.
Filsham, like Lewisham.
Yeah, you got Philly Road Terminal 1, 2 and 3. You know Heathrow.
Called
Chunks Law and Chunks Oak. Guys.
Chunks Oak, like Seven Oak.
Yeah.
Or like Bant Oak.
Or Royal Oak. Enough.
Yep, there you go.
Royal Oak as well. Sorry,
Let us know if you could name a place in London, what it would be called and why it would be called that. Also, we are really trying to hit that 1 million subscribers one day.
Yeah, man.
And if you subscribe, that will get us closer. Another very important thing before we end off here is Grey Philly is in the link in the description. To make sure you buy it if you can. Make sure you
watch
stream
the music
it as much
video,
as you want.
Do whatever you
want
to
do.
Watch
the music video. And Philly will be on a stage near you soon. And best believe, I will be there.
That would be amazing.
With that being said, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. And I've been Chunks.
I've been Philly. God bless you all. Please make sure you're safe. Take care. Bye. Enjoy your day. Eat good food. And don't be a fool.
And if you want to apply for Bonneville, shout Philly in the DMs.
Yes. And that is @YoungPhilly. @YoungPhilly.
Yep.
Take care. Take care. Don't stare. Beware.
In the fuck.
And if you want to beware, then don't be afraid. Because when you're afraid, you lead away. What the fuck am I saying?
That's what people are bullying us.
What the fuck?
Turn it off.
Turn it off. It still says record. Okay, turn it off now.